You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. On Halloween, hundreds of Montrealers met at Square Victoria with their unions and housing committees to protest a suite of provincial bills in housing, healthcare, and education. Led by the Coalition Main Rouge, protesters walked downtown streets in opposition to what they see as a larger government project to defund social services. Many came out in costume. There were pallbearers holding coffins for the sector, teachers turned into zombies from overwork, and many who were the face of Premier François Legault.
Yes, so during the pandemic, the government said that we were guardian angels, right, in the health and social services network. So right now I am disguised as a fallen angel, a dark angel, because the CAQ is not taking care of the workers, so I am a fallen angel right now.
This is Léonie Blanchette, president of the Alliance of Professional Personnel and Technical Health and Social Services for West Central Montreal. APTS is part of the Common Front of Unions. The Common Front, which accounts for over 400,000 social sector workers in the province, is staging a general strike on November 6th. Better working conditions is a big part of workers' demands.
For our members, I think that they're fed up. They're fed up with the status quo. You know, that the government is trying to pull back on certain demands, so they're trying to create working conditions that we had 40 years ago. So we still have to protect what we have as of today, and we're trying to get better working conditions. So our members are very tired, they're overworked, they're overbooked. So I think that's the main thing that I notice in our members is that they're very tired and that they need support. We're not even talking about salary because that's a whole other subject. They need better working conditions for sure.
Yeah, have things really deteriorated since the pandemic then?
Actually the pandemic just brought forth the working conditions because they were already not so great, but the pandemic just made it even worse and we're talking about it even more. A lot of people left the public service to go to private, so that has a big impact. There's a huge turnover of the employees as well, so that also creates, you know, difficulty to try to keep the new workers that are coming into the public services.
Kay Lockyer was at the protest to represent Verdun's housing committee. She's worried about the proposed Bill 31, which would end lease transfers and shift funds earmarked for social housing into affordable housing projects. What makes it even tougher, she says, is that service cuts are already impacting the tenants she sees.
A lot of tenants are having trouble receiving services from our housing tribunal, so they're not able to see the justice that they deserve or exercise their rights as tenants. The tribunal is one of our services in Quebec that hasn't returned to normal since the pandemic, and that means that the community services are getting the burden of all of these people who need help, who need services, who need to know their rights, who want to exercise their rights. And it's a huge, huge burden on us. Honestly, we can't. We're in crisis.
Protesters don't just care about funding. They want to know what's coming down the pipeline in order to better plan ahead. That's especially true of adult education workers, who say they face a yearly battle over rent.
I'm Marie-Josée. I'm with the Comité Social Centre-Sud, and there is five other community centres, Centre d'Éducation Populaire, in the whole Montreal. We are called Intercep, and we are all here together today.
My name is Geneviève. I'm with CEDA in Little Burgundy, and I'm also with part of the Intercep.
So today there's a big protest, obviously, against the CAQ government, the move to privatize certain social services. How are you guys seeing that affecting the work that you are doing?
We're actually asking the minister to pay for the rent that's being asked for our buildings, because all of the six centers have been going on rent-free, because what we do is adult education, and it's part of the mission of the ministry. And in the latest years, they've started asking us for a huge rent, and it means that if we pay that, we need to start cutting our services. And so we are yet again asking for long-term, recurring, guaranteed solution.
Yeah, exactly. And we asked the government to keep our building public, you know, not to privatize, not to sell those buildings and not to privatize those buildings. We rent those buildings, it's cool. The centre de service scolaire, on est locataire de petites écoles du centre de service scolaire et on demande au gouvernement que ces immeubles-là demeurent publics et ne pas les privatiser. Voilà.
Yeah, we're being squeezed because we rent to the school board technically and they have been getting income reductions from the government and so they turn to us to start paying a rent. And historically, we didn't have that because we were considered part of the mission of the school boards. And as the government is cutting them, then they need to squeeze us in turn.
What is the rationale for all of these cuts, right? Like at the start of the year, we saw that Quebec had this massive teacher shortage. It was huge news and people were up in arms. Why is it then that you think the education minister is cutting services to your sector, even when it's so popular among Quebecers? Quebecers support education. Why is this happening?
Well, it's a CAC government, eh? It's a government about financial, you know. It's a gouvernement économique, you know, pour le recul démocratique, la privatisation, la centralisation. That's why, eh?
Yeah, I guess they've been giving out a lot during the pandemic, and then they gave out tax cuts, and obviously that creates a huge hole in the budget. And so this is just the normal, usual process of things, where governments hand out gifts and then they cut services. So it's just a liberal logic. It's nothing else.
So if you are in the position where you have to cut services, what kinds of programs will be on the chopping block and what kinds of people are going to be affected?
Yeah. With Intercept, we've been fighting since 2012, you know, to have our money every year to pay the rent so we don't have to take money from our services. We keep fighting, you know, and we win. Every year we win, you know. It's just that it takes a long time before we have the government answer from the government. And we don't want to cut. If we cut, we have food for people who need. We have education, des ateliers d'éducation. But we won't cut. We will keep fighting not to have to do that.
But having a fight every year must also take a lot out of you, like a lot of time and a lot of effort.
A lot. Too much. Too much time, too much effort. You know, and time we spend on this fight, we don't spend it with our member, you know, with the community, you know. So, we hope that, you know, the Drainville, this government, we find a solution for us. Every minister of the education, you know, 8 ministers since 2012, and they all said, yes, we believe in what you do, we believe in your mission, we're going to find a solution. We don't have a solution yet, you know. So we hope this year we will have a solution. We had a meeting with Drainville, an hour and a half meeting with Drainville 2 weeks ago. And the meeting ended with no solution. But we keep fighting. You know?
The ministers in question did not provide a comment to CKUT. I'm Jules Pigel. Thanks for listening.